Thank you for calling Rainbolt Gutters LLC. Please press 1 if you are a new...
Hello?
Hey, Kevin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we're still having trouble processing it. I know last we spoke you said you had a different card that you wanted to put it on. Okay, no problem.
I could try to process it, but I can't guarantee I got enough in there. I got enough on me, just not in my account. So I got
I
the cash.
See.
I still got it in my account. So I just had to switch over last night. And, not all my information transferred over as far as my credentials to get into my bank. So give it a shot.
Okay.
I want to just hang tight for like another 5 minutes so I can pull over.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, we can have you pull over and then put the new card in, and then I'll try it. And if not, if it doesn't go through, we could maybe try it again in the morning or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that'll work.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just wait for you to get to a safe spot. I always get nervous when I call and people are driving and, and they try to read the card.
Yeah. Oh, that could definitely be a sketchy scenario sometimes, depending on
for sure.
How
yeah.
Well, hopefully you've never had to hear, you know, crash, bam, boom. So.
Nothing like that yet, but it always kind of makes me cringe a little bit when someone's like, oh, I'm driving, but hold on, let me give you the card. And I can tell they're not pulling over. It kind of makes me a little nervous.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's not your responsibility to make sure that they obey the laws. So.
That's true. Yeah. I'd rather have people do what you're doing, though, and just get to a safe spot. It's just a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You know, I'm not saying I'm encouraging, you know, people to, you know, do it as they drive, but.
Right.
people don't have the time all the time to sit there, stop, pull over, do whatever, but I'm actually have another appointment that I'm going to go do a better job, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, wish it was my own, but it's not. So,
oh, you're like subcontracted on it?
Yeah.
I see.
So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I subcontract out to refilter. And then Thursday, Friday, I try to drum up business for my own business. And in hopes that eventually I can get away from refilter. But they're not a bad company. It's just, you know, I've just hit a glass, you know, a brick ceiling with them more or less. And they'll never pay me more. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, it just doesn't quite make sense anymore for me to continue to do this work for somebody else.
Yeah, for but sure.
If my equipment, stuff like that breaks down, refilter's not going to cough up things like credit coverage. It's going to be something where, you know, it tears the crap out of a truck and everything else. Don't own my equipment. It's not enough money to do that. It makes sense, you know, plus pay, you know, your taxes, your insurance, everything else that comes along with it. So.
Yeah. So you're there right now while you grow your business, and then the goal eventually is to grow your business to the point where you don't have to have that side job,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. That's a good theory to have.
So, I mean, for now, it's currently paying the bills, but kind of need something a little bit more than that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm in downtown.
I know. Oh, okay. I've never been, but my daughter's best friend went to college there at Gonzaga, so or Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
Did I say it right, Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga. Okay. Right. She said they're picky in Spokane if you say it the wrong way. So.
Well, it's a college town, you know. So
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things to where, ooh, somebody's smoking marijuana. Holy cow, it's a strong whiff.
Wow.
But, yeah. And I'm on a busy street and I could smell it. It's like, holy smokes, I wonder if it was somebody smoking it in their car as I was next to them or something.
Or if
but
there's
man.
A dispensary close by. There's a intersection close to our office, maybe about 3 miles away. And every
nice.
Time you drive by that intersection, it smells like weed so strong. And I noticed the little, like, marijuana plant on their sign. It was, like, New Vision or something. So I said, oh,
right.
That must be a dispensary. No wonder.
Right. No,
yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But it was so strong. We had our windows and sunroof and everything closed, and we could still smell it. We're like, wow, that's crazy. Could you imagine living close by? You'd have to smell it all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah. Spokane's probably very beautiful this time of year with the fall starting to come in, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But, I mean, spark is green, but everything is still fairly green right now. But, you know, about halfway through September, end of September, it starts changing colors pretty good. You know,
ooh.
Things start, you know, flourishing and turning a whole bunch of tones of orange and red.
Oh, I love it.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And up there, it's
first try.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's definitely growing. Population is growing pretty big.
Yeah, I bet it's so fresh up there.
Well, I mean, the fact is that the infrastructure is never designed to have as many people that are here.
Oh,
that
I see.
Here. And so it's one of those things where it's just like, wow, what do you do? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
I was Googling that as we speak, and it says that a lot of people that are moving to Spokane are coming from California. Interesting. It says California, Oregon, Texas, and Colorado. So the most people that are moving there are not from Washington, but it says that the
right.
ones that are, they just want to go more inland, you know. But I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I just know that Washington or Spokane, Washington, got a great view of, you know, our pretty balanced weather that comes in and out. And
yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Well, oh boy.
That's not good.
I'm going to look if you have any live webcams, if it's like pretty views and stuff. Let's see. You know how there's like boring places like Iowa and all they have are webcams of like the freeways, you know, they don't have anything.
Right.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of live webcams that for Spokane. Neat. Yeah, it's really green right now, it looks like.
Okay. Is there any way you can actually call me back tomorrow morning? I just looked at one of my accounts and it's $800, so I got to go put some money in it. Make sure I can close
out
of it.
I can do that, or I can update the card now and then just process it in the morning, whatever is easier for you.
Well, I just got to make sure that I can actually run to the bank. I should be able to hit the bank. So my bank opens at 9 a.m. So if you could, like, process it, like, sometime around 10, that would make more sense for me.
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock tomorrow, which is 8:29, I'm just going to put it in my calendar so I don't forget. I'll get a reminder to go and process it. That way I won't forget. Okay. And then for the payment for tomorrow, is it also a MasterCard, or is it going to be Visa or Discover? Or?
It'll be MasterCard.
Okay. And the card number?
5325.
Okay.
1487.
Got it.
0174.
Okay.
0932.
0932. And expiration?
0728.
And the code?
690.
690. And it's still the same billing address on Wandermere Road?
Through that card, yeah.
Yes, okay, perfect. So you're all good to go then. I have a note here that I will get a reminder tomorrow to process it at 10 o'clock. And if there's any problems, I'll reach out to you. If you don't hear from me, you'll know that it went through. Also, I put a note here that we're going to give you 2 weeks on the back end. So once this processes, you will be paid in full until October 12th, okay? And then did you do that video verification yet, Kevin?
No, I'll try to make sure I take care of that tomorrow. So.
Okay. So I'm just going to put 10-12 next billing with 2 weeks added. I don't forget to manually adjust it. And then let me just see, when was the last email sent? You should have one in there from August 16th with the instructions. Do you want me to send it to you again, or you think you could find the one with the August 16th?
Probably best that you just send it again, and that way I could just look for it.
I was going to say, I don't mind, yeah, because I hate going through a bunch of emails. Okay, so the title will say Action Needed, Kevin, Start Google Video Verification. And it's really simple to just follow the instructions and get it uploaded. But, of course, if you have any questions, feel free to call us, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a great rest of your week, too.
You too, bye.
Thank you, Kevin.